Welcome back to the Cosmic Lounge, and today we are going to explore meditation in the manifestation process. So the reason why I feel compelled to create a podcast around this focus is because I have consistently been meeting people and having conversation around meditation, the power of meditation, and why we need meditation. Meditation is the way, and I think that there's not that it is not important, and that's why we're going to go through this podcast. But I do feel that there is a big also misunderstanding about the power and limitation of meditation, of the practice of meditation, in the creative process, in the manifestation process. And we need to understand clearly where meditation has its space and where it no longer does, and why maybe if you're here and you're listening to this and you are getting frustrated because you are desiring to create your greatest life and you want to transform and change, and then somehow, although you're doing the in quote to quote right thing, you're meditating every day, you are not seeing the result that, you know, is being sold out there as meditate, you're going to be fine, your life is going to be fine. What is missing is you meditating. So in order for the creative process to move through completion, it requires three steps. One, go and move into the creative pool, which is really where all that exists is possible. It is knowing already that everything is possible and that we are the process through which this reality is actually unfolding. Three, action. Action is what anchors the potential that we have become aware of, that we have learned that it exists out there, and that we went to fish because we went to explore possibility. And then after exploring it, which is really the experience of us in being in 4D, is not enough in order for just think that it's going to appears, right? We have to activate that potential. And that activation is made from this activation through action, right? So first step of the practice of the creative process is to ensure that, first of all, we know that what we are experiencing in this moment is only a simulation of who we are. It is one simulation of who we are. It is not the end of it all. It is not something that is fixed and stuck in time and space. It is an experience, a movie we're stepping into through the narrative that we have continuously accepted as a truth. And until we transform this perceived truth, we are going to just bring the same thing. We're going to make the same choice that are most likely automatic, unconscious, through the fact that we keep believing and giving power to what we give power to, right? So the first step to this experience of transformation and accessing to this greatest life is to actually realize that there is way more to us than what meets the eyes. And that is what I call a moment of awakening. It's like, oh, damn, I just woke up. What I went to in my dream when I had a nightmare is not the reality. And my awakening is allowing me to consider other options for me to step into and enjoy or experience myself in another way. Right? So that's the first step. So really ask yourself at this moment, do you actually believe that any parts of your life that is not connecting with you, that does not give you and provide you the greatest experience, do you actually think it is your doing? Or do you think that it's somebody else outside of you that's just pushing the button? And that is where it starts on that level, is if you have any belief that any of this experience that you're having right now is being activated by somebody else outside of you, you are stuck where you are. So the first step is to actually look at freeing the perpetrator in your life, because you're not making yourself a victim. And then you start moving forward with, because I am at the center of my life, because I am the owner of my life, because I am the one that, through which reality is perceived, I have access to change it, to transform it. I can change it at will. That must become the primary truth you step in, right? The second one is where meditation comes in, right? We have to move our awareness of who we are now that we have reconnecting with the potential that we have the power. We have to get into, so imagine you are realizing that there's more to you than what meets the eyes, right? It's like you now have realized that you're not stuck in this little house, that you have access to this huge tower, very, very, very tall. And then there's an elevator in it. This elevator is allowing you to actually move up and down in the level of consciousness, which will offer you the experience that you're desiring. So there's two ways to do it. You can be an experiencer as I was, and you're just going to get into that tower, and then you just go explore the first level, second, third, fourth, fifth, and all the way to as high as you can. You're just going there, opening the door, and then explore what's in there, and then coming back is like, no, thank you, it's not for me. Or maybe you're opening the door, you're going into exploring that level, and then you're like, well, you know, I kind of like this, so I'm going to take that with me, and I know that I can find it at that level, but I don't really like that, so that's not the end level. So long story short, you are being an experiencer. And that has been my personal journey. I have discovered who I was, rediscovered who I was. I remembered who I was. I have established a greater understanding through the experience of who I was. Now, the second part is you can stay where you are, which is really what is presented right now to humanity, is this capacity to reconnect to these different levels in this tower through simple perceptive reality in the 4D, and that's where meditation comes in. It is a lot safer for the conscious mind because it is not, you don't have to dive into it fully with your body. It looks safer in my way. It was actually a lot of detachment. I just wanted to just fully dive into it. It's like, bring it on. Why? Because I knew that when I understood, when I really accepted the truth that I was one with the universe, I was the universe embodied in the expanse of Alien, nothing could ever happen to my physicality because I would not jeopardize myself. I love myself way too much for this, right? So what we need to look at is the possibility of moving into that elevator that moves ups and down and explore this possibility. So this is where meditation comes up. Because meditation is the space of exploration that we have to do for two reasons. One, because if the mind has not been trained to stay in one place, to be disciplined, to feel confident, to be serving the soul, it will be trying to take the show. And what does the mind, when it is in control, is only looking for survival. He doesn't care about the next level. He actually tries to get to stay away from it. He wants it, but because he doesn't know he's capable of managing it, he will sabotage you. It's not going to serve you in the best way. His job at that moment is to simply go back to become a servant, to serve the soul. And for that, he needs to stand still, to stay still, to be still. He needs to listen. He needs to open to the possibility of receiving messages of subtle density, information that comes more from the light, sensation, feeling, knowing that he can interpret because he has a close connection to the soul so much that he knows what she means when she sends him a message. And he can, at that time, turn it into an action that serves the purpose of your entire life. Well, what's happening is that's the first step where meditation becomes important, to still the mind. Think of it as the child, of 6 years old child, who just is asked to actually stand still. What's happening? So imagine this 6 year old, and he's been asked, right, to stand still, sit still, have only eyes on the prize. Of course, this is what we are tending to support our kids to do, right? We are telling them, you need to do your work here before you go play. You need to do your homework. You need to actually stand still. And what's happening is we are actually teaching them to remain still, to be present. And what is happening at that moment, we're teaching them that it's possible to take all of our thoughts and direct it towards one spot, from which we are giving them the possibility to listen, to serve something, which is going to be what's needed to the to this relationship between the soul and itself. Right? So once the meditation is used as a practice to still the mind, being able to be still enough to actually connect vertically with the information that comes from the higher realm, the work is then to go and receive this information. That's where meditation also is essential, because again, it is allowing us to create the space to receive, to open, to be, and not to just continuously do, because we are worried about the past or the future. And so if we are not in the moment, we don't have access to the power, to the information that arrives only in the moment of here and now. You will not do a meditation or having insights in intuitive ability if your mind is constantly looking in the past and in the future, because the information either no longer exists, they're no longer available if we are looking at the past, or nor yet available if we're looking at the future. But in the moment of here and now, we have access to all informations. And for that, we need to be present. So if you want to either still your mind and practice the stillness of your mind, from where everything draws down, is anchor, is creating spaciousness, it creates the container for us then to listen and retrieve the information that are essential in order for us to move forward into manifesting our greatest life in the most effortless and joyful way. This is where and why meditation is important. So, captivating moments and experiences and events and going to events to learn how to still the mind, to move into sensing, feeling in our body, the sensation of activating the frequency at which we want to experience, because we want greatness. Okay, let's all vibrate with greatness and see how it feels. And then we can encode that frequency within ourselves. What it's going to do when we're doing it and practicing it over and over and over again is we are capable of holding that frequency of greatness. What will happen is we're going to go back in the world after that, and we're going to start attracting to us by the magnetic nature of our system, of who we are. We're going to attract opportunities that actually can be activating at that level as well, and eventually co-create with us the experience that we desire, whether it is, you know, growing your life, growing your business, becoming healthier, whatever goals you have in mind. Now, what's happening is bringing the element in our life that are essential for us to meet so that we can co-create and unfold the life that we desire is not enough. It's like literally me coming and telling you exactly what to do and you're not doing it. I can come every day and reminding you what to do. I can even tell you, hey, let's do that together. Because I desire, because you attracted me to you, saying, you know, I want my greatest life. Ding, here I am. So let's do this. And you not choosing it, you not committing to it, dedicating to it, is your doing. This is where you're holding the pattern of your greatest life. It is there for you. You have gone into your meditative space and just figuring out how it feels like and what it feels like and how you dedicate it even twice a day sometimes to do this meditation. Good for you. But don't waste it because you're not acting behind. And that is where meditation only and this I would say like it's almost like a meditation addiction. Like instead of actually getting into the action, because that would be the catalyst that would create everything, because practice is essential. It's like escaping reality, going back into meditation. It's like, oh no, I need to meditate and so that I have this my greatest life. You already done it. You already, your cellular system already knows what it feels. You already are the magnet. You're attracting already the circumstances, the people, the connection, all the situation that are going to catalyze and spark your greatest life. The thing that is missing is you showing up for it. It's you saying yes to it. And that is why there's a limitation to this concept of meditation. Meditation only will not provide you the life you desire. It is part of the process in order for you to get there. But you are the most important part of it, which is the physical body that needs to anchor that potential. That anchoring is actualized through the actions you're going to take. So no action, no greatest life. And what's happening is when we have the knowledge of what we have to do, when we are feeling what we are capable of and not activating by the action, we are actually creating a depression. It's like a big hurricane where there's two systems that are just not compiled one another. And that creates the hurricane because we are feeling potentially possible to have more. We are seeing ourselves doing some things that actually everyone should be doing because everyone tells us meditation is what we have to do to really calm our mind and just, you know, become extraordinary. But the reality of it is that's just one part of it. That's just not all of it. So the question that I have for you right now, are you hiding in meditation? Are you hiding in your routine and your practices that are supposed to be spiritual? And have you forgotten that actions is a spiritual space as well? It's a spiritual routine. We tend to not activate it because we're like, oh, you know, that's what the ego does. Like, I need to stop doing. No. Just do when it is needed. Meditate when it's needed, not because somebody else told you that that's the way through. Ask yourself, where is it in my life now that I have enough knowledge, that I have enough understanding, and why is it that what am I doing not enough of that is not giving me what I know I should have access to? And the likelihood is 9 times out of 10, it is the action that is missing, that is lacking because of a narrative. And that is where we should get together. And then we should dive into what is happening that actually systematically unhooked you from your power in the 3D, in this physical reality, that would engage you in seeing your potential coming to life. Where if you are systematically moving back to a meditation experience or you're going on a retreat, like, you know, 25 times a year, that's not necessarily what you need because there's no more knowledge then that is needed. It is more action. Now, you may need someone to help you, to connect with you, to work with you, to guide you along the way in a more, like someone following you along the way. And I can do that for you. You can find somebody else that does for you. You can have an accountability partner that co-creates with you. But nonetheless, action will be the determinant factor for you to transform your life. And right now, what we are needing to do is to find ourselves more in safety onto this earth plane so that we can activate through action the things that we actually have understood and learned. All right, so if you need a partner to work with on the journey to manifesting your greatest life, ding, 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 check out the alinehenley.com. Just please go connect with me through Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, wherever. Just hunt me down if you need to, if this is really what you desire. And you will get it. We will make it happen. But the thing that is important is not for me to show up only and solely. If I show up and you're not here, your life cannot change. Mine will definitely, and it has, just because of that. Okay? So I cannot wait for you to reach out and see where we're going to meet again next time. It can be a retreat. It can be just listening to this podcast. It can be just through a conversation on Zoom. It can be a session. It can be a program. It can be anything you desire to choose to say yes to, whatever it is for you. Just get in it. Commit to it. Engage yourself in it. Just dive into it fully. And I'm going to be there for you. So this is all for this week, and I cannot wait to reach out back again next week for more exploration on this beautiful 5D, 3D, 4D reality system in which we are evolving together. Bye.